This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we discovered in Isaiah 55:8-9 that the natural man will have a hard time trying to understand God's thoughts and ways. The way we can come to understand and experience God's thoughts and ways is by exposing ourselves to God's revelation in His Word, the Bible. Listen to how vividly Isaiah describes this in verses 10 and 11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. The psalmist points out in Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God and the skies proclaim the work of His hands. That's why Paul explained in Romans 1:20 that since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. But to understand His thoughts and ways will take more than natural revelation. It takes special revelation. That special revelation was given so that we can be made wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work, 2 Timothy 3:15 and 16. That is precisely why I produce this program, so you might get the message in God's Word. And to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.